De ontwikkelingen op het gebied van AI of kunstmatige intelligentie die gaan momenteel zo snel dat er een pauze wordt ingelast. Dat schreven tal van prominenten uit de wetenschap en de techsector zelf in een open brief afgelopen week. Onder de ondertekenaars zitten techprominenten als Elon Musk van Twitter en Steve Wozniak van Apple en ook tal van academici. Aan de telefoon heb ik Olya Khodina. Zij is assistent professor in Ethics and Philosophy of Technology aan de TU Delft. Professor Khodina, is this a really red flag that even the tech giants are writing an open letter to ask for a pause in the innovation of AI?
Yes, definitely. I think this type of letter, no matter where it ends up or what the results of it are, is in itself giving a signal to society about something to think about with regard to ChatGPT. And even to people who previously might not have interacted with it or who have already experienced with it, to give an idea what might be problematic about it and how might people adopt it in a critical and informed way.
Mm-hmm. So the speed in which AI is evolving is not at the same speed that our cybersecurity is evolving. What do we have to do?
But not just cybersecurity, pretty much. It takes time for people to get their minds wrapped up about a certain idea, about certain innovation, to let people experiment with it and to see what works, what doesn't. And the speed at which OpenAI has been rolling out advances with ChatGPT has been just really aggressive, basically. It doesn't give a pause to breathe and to take a moment to understand what is it that is helpful to specific people and practices and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And there's been just development upon development in the last few months. And I think this is what the letter is also trying to convey, the sort of fake sense of urgency that the organizations like OpenAI and Google are doing when they're rolling out such frequent updates of this technology.
Mm-hmm. Are we too blind or too naive to see that there is some danger in it?
I think people are not naive. People are curious, and it's not bad per se, but this technology is so not neutral. It is not objective in the way it presents knowledge, and it presents a lot of misleading information and a lot of biases in the output that gear towards certain ideologies than others. So it is important for people on everyday use to understand what they're buying into when they're using this technology in an unaltered way. Mm-hmm. What does it mean for their practices? What does it mean for their orientations, and how ChatGPT might be playing an active role in changing that? Mm-hmm. And that is, I think, definitely one of the big things to discuss.
Yes. Well, AI can also solve a lot of world problems like diseases, famine and poverty. But on the other hand, it can also evolve in something very, very dangerous, like in warfare, for instance. What guardrails do we need?
Well, I would actually like to disagree on one of the statements you just said now, because AI can never fix any of those problems. At best, it can help to present an element of solution, because these big problems are socio-technical. You can't have technological fix of a large societal problems. But even with those considerations in mind, technologies like ChatGPT, even for the best noble purposes, do need to acquire certain legally abiding nature. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we do have the legislation currently in preparation in the EU, the EU AI Act, that would provide a lot of guidelines on how to best and meaningfully develop and integrate this technology in a society in a responsible way. Mm-hmm. And it would also give some backbone for the users to see what kind of action ranges do they have when they want to contest that which is being produced by ChatGPT, and how can they meaningfully intervene in one way or another, whether they can at all. Mm-hmm. So there is legislation that is being shaped, but it takes time. And this technology we just talked is so fastly developing. So I think it's important to also remember for the users that there's something that they can do already now by educating themselves on what this technology does well and that which it does not do so well, and what kind of responsibilities they have in verifying and double checking the content that ChatGPT produces. So that is something that we can do already now before we wait for the legislation to take action.
Okay. May I thank you very much, Professor Olya Khodina, Assistant Professor in Ethics and Philosophy of the Technology aan de TU Delft. Thank you.